advertise. And what I mean by that is, have you ever looked at a situation in your life and you think, I don't know how this can change. I don't know how this can possibly work out. Maybe it's someone else is involved. And so you think, oh no, they have to change before my situation can change. Or maybe you have a big dream in your heart. You can see it from a distance, but then you realize, I don't have the resources. I don't have the education. I don't know the right people. See, that's when we feel like our hands are tied. But I want to encourage you with something this morning, and really just it's a reminder to you this morning. Your hands may be tied, but God's hands are never tied. God's hands are never tied, and His power is limitless in your life. See, that's what we need to allow to sink down into our hearts and minds. Hey, when it looks impossible to me in the natural, I have to remind myself that I serve a supernatural God, that my God has all the power in all the world. When we look at things, we see it from a natural perspective. But God is saying to us today, I haven't asked you to walk by sight. I've asked you to walk by faith. I've asked you to remember my great power towards you. Listen, we cannot limit our options in life by what we see. Because if we do, we will live a very limited life. And can I tell you this? Most of the time, when God asks you to do something, it's going to be over your head. It's going to be bigger than yourself. Because see, if it wasn't, you wouldn't need God. You wouldn't need to walk by faith because you could do it in your own abilities and your own strength. So be encouraged today if you feel a little overwhelmed and a little over your head, because that's when God can come in, if you won't limit His power in your life. Psalm 78 says this. It says, they vexed the Holy One of Israel because they did not remember His power. They turned back and limited God. The children of Israel came against obstacles, but they didn't remember God's power. They forgot that He redeemed them from the oppressor. They didn't think about that He brought water out of a rock in the desert so they could drink. It frustrated God. And it said they turned back and limited His power. Now, I just want to stop right there for just a minute, because that word limited does not apply to God. God is limitless. But they limited God's power by their own mindset, their own way of thinking. They turned back and gave up too soon because they didn't consider all the miraculous things God had done in the past. All they considered was the obstacle that was in front of them. Have you ever stopped doing something you thought God wanted you to do? Maybe gave up a little too soon because you felt insignificant? Maybe you were fearful? Maybe you just drew a little line around you and thought, you know what, I'd like to do it, but I just can't. That's exactly what the children of Israel did. They stopped when they should have continued to move forward. Moses finally got them to the border of the promised land. It took them a long time. All those stops, they finally got to the border. Moses got them there and he said, okay, we're gonna take this land that God has promised us. But first, we're going to send some of the leaders ahead, and we're going to let them check out the land, and they're going to bring a report back to us, hoping, I'm sure, that they would rally the troops. So he sent some of the men in to spy out the land. And when they returned with this report. They said, Moses, the land is amazing. It's full of milk and honey. It's green. It's lush. The vegetation there is beautiful, plenty for us to eat. But have you ever had a but? I like to but. But there are giants in the land. They said, we look like grasshoppers compared to the people in the land. It spread like wildfire throughout the camp. And fear paralyzed them. But two men were of a different report. Joshua and Caleb literally broke that limited mindset. And you know what their report was? This was their take on the situation. The land is great. There may be giants, But let's go at once and take the land, because the Lord our God is with us. He's with us. You may feel like a grasshopper, but get your eyes off of yourself and get your eyes on the Lord your God who is with you. See, that's the key. You'll always be limited, but you serve a limitless God. And if you can tap into His power, you can become everything that He's called you to be. You may be in a situation right now where you need healing. You may need restoration. You may need a Red Sea to literally be split in your behalf. Well, let me tell you, if you look at your present situation and take your eyes off of your powerful God, you're going to be just like they were. You're going to draw a little border around yourself and say, I'm not getting out of this border because I'm nice and safe right here. It's okay that on the other side is my dreams and my goals, but I want to stay right here. See, have you ever talked yourself out of it? It sounds nice. I can see it, but it's not for me. It's too difficult. See, that's exactly where they were. They were at a difficult place. They were at a hard place. But Joshua broke that mindset and said, no, we're going to go in at once and we're going to take the land. This is the key. If your dreams or your situations look impossible today, and we're going to get this key from Joshua 1:7. This is exactly what God told Joshua. It looks impossible. It's going to be difficult. You're going to run into some challenges. But this is the key to your success, Joshua. He said, don't let this law depart from your eyes. Stay focused on it. Keep it right in front of you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look at the enemies. Don't look at the giants. You keep your eyes fixed on the law of the Lord. Meditating on it. What he was saying was, you've got to be single-minded when it comes to the things of God. If you're going to climb that next mountain, you've got to be single-minded. You can't look at the obstacles. You've got to look at the power of the living God. Let's set our eyes on God. Let's quit looking at the things that would try to distract us, cause fear in our life. Let's quit reasoning out all the reasons we can't, and let's start factoring in all the reasons we can. We serve a limitless God, a supernatural God. Let's don't go by our natural sight or our natural reasoning. Let's be bold and courageous like Joshua and Caleb were. That's how the Bible described them. That's how you break a limited mindset. You become bold and courageous and you say, I'm going to take it for you, God. You're going with me and I'm all out with you. Amen? He's a powerful God. Malachi 3:6, He's forever the same, all powerful, who delights in blessing His children. He's powerful, but He takes delight when you are blessed. Amen.
Thanks for being a part of our YouTube channel. We post new videos right here every week to keep you inspired and encouraged.
When you subscribe to the channel, it helps to get the message of hope around the world. If you've been impacted by our ministry, let us know in the comments below and share this page with a friend.
We also want to take a moment and thank you for all you do to support the ministry with your donations and offerings. You help keep the ministry going.
When you give, I believe God will open the windows of heaven. You'll see His favor in new ways in your life. I know our best days are still up in front of us.
We love you, and we'll see you next time.